Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Instagram and Snapchat?
The cool way to connect is now email.
We're TNT at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
And the telephone.
Landlines are the coolest.
877-931-4TNT.
877-931-4868.
Hate it when they put letters in it.
Now, more of the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You got it. Standline Tuesday on Twitter, too. You know, a lot of times we put, most of the time, all the time, I guess, we put a little photo of the guest we got coming up the next day. And people love Tim Matheson. I know there's a lot of Otter love. I get that. But they love Tim Matheson. It's all positive comments I saw. I posted on my personal page, which really isn't really a personal page. And then, of course, Push puts it out on Twitter and Facebook. But we got Tim Matheson in front of the program. I saw the trailer for Chucky.
Child's Play.
What is
Child's
it?
Play.
Is it like a reboot or
something? Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's in it, right?
He is.
That's what he's pimping, correct?
He is the he's like the head guy at the toy company that makes Chucky.
Okay. Knowing that Chucky is a killer now?
I was looking around on the website for the movie yesterday for some clips.
But you were a kid when the original Chucky came out, right?
Never watched him.
Okay, here did
never,
I.
Never yeah, got into the horror movies.
Neither did I.
Here did I. I mean, yeah, I knew what they were about, but, the Chucky coming alive, and we know that Gruden looks like Chucky. I get the whole bit, you know. But Mathis is in the new one.
But
right?
I got a clip in there actually for this interview that it's like a creepy promo video that they did for the website.
Okay.
Where he's playing the character of the toy manufacturer.
He's not in the trailer. I saw that. I mean, the one I saw on TV, it wasn't in that. He wasn't in the trailer. That.
Yeah.
It's just people running and Chucky. They don't even show the new doll yet. I'm sure he's pretty freaky looking.
And the voice of the new Chucky is Mark Hamill.
Oh, of all people, yeah. Really, yeah. Mark Hamill. Okay, cool.
I heard that.
Yeah.
All right. I also saw that this is old school, but, you know, Matheson's been famous since he was a kid. He was in a bunch of Disney movies in the 60s, if you're old enough to remember those. But he was also the voice of Johnny Quest. An old friend of mine in radio messaged me on Facebook last night.
The original cartoon?
That's apparently. That would have been about right, though, Todd, because the original cartoon was 68 to 74, somewhere in that area.
Yeah.
And Tim Matheson was in movies back then as a teenager.
Did they reboot that?
No, I think he...
At all?
No. I don't remember him rebooting it.
Nor do I.
I mean, there's an age group that remembers the cartoon Johnny Quest, and we're in that age. We're smacking that age group, and some little people a little younger than us and definitely a little older than us are... Know that particular cartoon.
And he was the voice of
Johnny Quest.
Johnny, the kid.
Yeah. That's about right. That's what I got.
Yeah,
and I didn't even Google it because I know this guy's a big voice guy.
I don't doubt it.
All right, Puss.
Yeah, I got it right here.
Yeah. When did Johnny Quest run?
68, 72,
1964.
Okay, to
is
what?
When it first aired.
All right. That'd be about right.
64 to 65. Just
2 years.
Oh, it's only 2 years.
Real
okay.
Quick run.
Then we must have seen it mostly in
it had to
reruns.
Be reruns.
Yeah. Yeah, Tim's about, what, 70 now, right? Let me check this out. Can't read that. Yeah, he won in 47.
He was the...
He's 72.
Yeah, for 26 episodes for all two seasons.
And I realize he was he's
was
Otter.
The,
we know
have,
everybody knows he's Otter.
Johnny Quest.
Yeah. So he's going to phone the program a little bit later on this morning. Looking forward to that. Tim Matheson. Petey Mack will be here. Craig Evans. Craig, I guess you're going to read some Deadpool names from late in the show yesterday where... Peggy Vanderbilt. That's his porn name.
Yeah.
Gloria Vanderbilt.
Gloria Vanderbilt. I don't know how Peggy's are related to Anderson Cooper, but somehow.
There's always a black sheep in a family of some sort.
Well, I think he said Peggy and Gloria were distant cousins.
Distant cousins.
So there wouldn't be a whole lot of relation between Anderson and Peggy.
He would be
Peggy.
An even more distant cousin.
Yeah.
He's going to phone the program. Craig will have those Deadpool names there. And something in my brain there, it just totally went away. And I'm zoning on it right now.
Well, when that happens, just say, they're going to phone the program. I always default to that.
I'm usually about 50% right when I say that.
That's what I do. Yeah, he's going to call the show.
They're going to call the show. He's going to call the show. Oh, yeah, I don't know what to say. Have you seen, this is a TV alert. If you like good shows like we do, if you don't, stay away. If you have pay-per-view, though, too. Not pay-per-view, but, I mean...
Cable.
City on a Hill with Kevin Bacon is freaking amazing.
I haven't watched it yet. It's on the DVR.
Oh, it's so amazing. Only first episode.
Is that pay cable?
What is it, HBO?
Showtime.
Yeah. Showtime. It takes place in the early 89, 90, 91, in that area of time, and about all the bank robbers in that area, Boston, Charlestown. And he plays a cop who's... kind of a crazy man. You know, does a lot of coke and hangs out. It's really cool. If you get a chance, to check it out.
Yeah, the promos.
Ben Affleck and Matt Damon are the executive producers of it.
So. The line in the promo from Kevin Bacon is about, you know, when bad guys ran the city and they knew they were bad.
Yeah, it's really good show. And I know that for us, Billions just ended. That just took its place. And then Yellowstone starts Wednesday.
Yeah.
Saw the preview for that. And every time I see that Indian dude, I get mad because he yelled at me. And he's a great actor, and I wasn't meaning anything.
You guys just had a moment where
your
signals got crossed.
Exactly.
You were trying to say something. He wasn't picking it up.
What are you talking about, white man?
Yep,
he was all.
That's what that was.
What are you talking about, white man? I'm thinking, no, dude, chill. If you know my politics, I'm on your side.
Was ready to pounce.
Oh, my God, he was. Yeah.
But you can understand from his side.
He must have had some a-hole interviewers.
Well, he's probably been,
I don't know, though.
A-hole white guys have been a part of his existence for his entire life.
Yeah, you're right, because he's an older American Indian.
You can forgive him for defaulting to that.
Yeah,
to a point.
Yeah. Heard stories about a-hole white guys from previous generations, too.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's doing all right.
Oh, yeah. And I still like I still love him. I still love the show. I get it. I'm not mad at him. I'm mad at him for reacting that way.
Right.
He was wrong, and I talked about his parents dying, you know. It wasn't that obvious.
We're pretty sympathetic to the plight of
We are.
The Native. We may not be totally informed.
No.
But we're fairly sympathetic.
Yeah, exactly.
To the plight.
We're libtards when it comes to that, of course.
I think that's a big embarrassment for America.
Of course it is.
Did you see the other night, I was flipping around, CNN was running the history of the Eagles.
All that original, the one the documentary
that,
I've already seen.
3-hour documentary.
It's a great documentary, but just watch it on Netflix. Netflix has no commercials.
I flipped it on
for a little while. It's excellent, man.
But it was originally on Showtime, right?
Somewhere, but
yeah,
it's on Netflix now.
Yeah.
It's a documentary on Netflix now.
But CNN was running it the other night, and I flipped it on just in time to see the part where Timothy B. Schmidt's joining the band. And I went, oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, but
Tyler called him Timothy B.S.
Yeah, that was a slip of the tongue. I think I was hung
right
over
to his face.
Surprised I was probably hung over that this morning. But he actually called me on it. Just called me Timothy.
Yeah.
He realized it was a mess up.
I'm guessing that one again has happened to him his entire life.
Yeah, it has. We were talking about names. People having names yesterday. We were talking about Dick Fitz for Auburn. Richard Fitch.
Richard
we're talking about Fitch.
We're talking about how they people, you know, we started getting more tweets and information on that. You know, Lawrence is Larry, but that makes more sense. Michael and Mike are obviously make sense. We were talking about how, you know, Jack and John made no sense, but somebody said Harold and Chuck. I'd never heard. Charles and Chuck, I've heard. This guy said Harold and Chuck. I know a bunch of them. I said, that doesn't.
Really?
That's not true. If you know them, Chuck must be just their nickname. It's not really their. That's not an offshoot of Harold.
I've never heard that.
I never saw it.
As such.
I don't even think the guy was joking either. Maybe it's a Wichita thing. It was a T95 guy, listener. You know? Harold and Chuck. I don't know any Harolds that you call him Chuck.
Yeah.
No.
No.
You could have gone with any name and Bud.
And Bud, yeah.
Bud is just generic nickname.
Old Bud.
You don't necessarily have to be named anything to be nicknamed Bud.
No, you don't.
Henry and Hank was the other one that came in on the email.
Oh, yeah. I've heard that. But I've definitely heard that.
What's the connection?
I don't know, but I've heard that.
I've heard it.
But I've never heard Harold and Chuck.
No.
That sounds like a morning show, you know, in the morning. Harold.
That
and
sounds
Chuck.
Like one guy that person knew.
No, he assumed and that it, was that yeah, why they called him
like,
that.
That was his middle name. No, we just called him by his middle name.
That's a wacky buddy comedy.
Yeah.
Harold and Chuck get married.
Yeah. That's a good movie. Yeah. No, I've never seen
for
it.
Insurance purposes.
Yeah, yeah. Whatever. Craig Evans, Petey Mack, Tim Matheson on the phone a little bit later on this morning. And it's also Tanline Tuesday. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers. But you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.